Morning and welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet. Can I have a note of any apologies?
The apologies came here from Councillor Constable, Mr. Mr. Hayes, and that's it.
And the order of business?
Is this printed?
Okay, have we any declarations of interest? If there are, we can take them as we go. Takes us to the minutes of the special meeting of the 26th of August. Happy to approve. And the ordinary meeting of the 26th of August. Thank you. Which then takes us to item 5. First we have the minutes of the meeting of the Education Appointment Committee of the 8th of September. Members have to agree the outcome there. 5B, Education Appointment of the 22nd of September. 5C1, the 24th of September AM. Yes. And 5C2, the 24th of September PM. Then that takes us to item number 6, which is a summary report of professional update validation process.
Morning, everyone. This report emanates from Scottish Government policy, in which the General Teaching Council for Scotland has been asked to validate the processes for professional update for every authority in Scotland. Professional update aims to ensure that the teachers throughout Scotland, including Midlothian, are improving the quality of what they're doing and ensuring high professional standards. Essentially, what happened was that the General Teaching Council sent a panel out to Midlothian in June. They spent a day with us. They looked at the evidence as to how we were preparing for professional update. They talked to teachers, head teachers, various people within Fairfield House. They then discussed it with us, reported back verbally, and then issued a written report. The outcome of the report was very positive indeed, and they validated our strategy and plans with no conditions attached. They kindly highlighted a number of key strengths, some of them extremely important. I think the first of those, 3.2, the first bullet point, is very telling. They talked about an excellent strategic direction in relation to professional update. They also highlighted a number of other clear strengths, including the strong supportive culture and the way that we're working with our head teachers in schools. And quite rightly, they identified recommendations, but it's important to note that the recommendations are really only advisory in capacity. Of the 5 recommendations, 4 of them begin with continue to, which is good because it assumes that we were going in the right direction anyway without being complacent. And the first of the 5 recommendations asks us to put out one further brief guidance sheet. So we don't take the recommendations lightly. We're always looking to improve, but we're obviously very pleased for all of us across Midlothian in the fact that the GTC have been so positive. So we believe it to be an accurate reflection of the very good work going on in this important area. It reflects well on our staff, our teachers and our service, and we will determine to make sure that we follow this good work through.
Thanks, Peter. I think it's clearly a very positive report, and it's always good when you get the chance to see such positive comments coming back from a process like this. And I mean, I can't imagine it's very often that things are described as an excellent strategic direction. Delighted to see the report and strongly welcome it, Vic.
Thanks, Owen. I welcome this document and I congratulate Peter on his very succinct presentation, which encapsulated all the key points and also on a very excellent report, and I congratulate Peter and the team on getting this feedback. This is a very, very important development. Since, if I can use the word, the GTC gained its independence, it has expanded its role within teaching, and I think it's brought a lot of professionalism to teaching, which other professions are used to, where actually they are overseeing a lot more. I mean, 20, 25 years ago, GTC had a very limited role in teaching. It now has a huge role in terms of the quality of education we deliver. I just wanted to comment briefly on the last bullet point, which I really, really do welcome, and that is the question of the last bullet point and the strengths. A streamlining policy that is not over-bureaucratic. This is often a criticism we hear in the public sector about changes being full of documentation and paperwork. I'm sure teachers will really welcome Midlothian's approach to this, but it's not going to result in reams and reams of, quite frankly, often worthless paper. So well done, Peter and the team, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Members happy to agree the report? Thank you. Which then takes us to the Lothian Joint Health Protection Plan 2014-16.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Just a brief introduction. This report seeks approval of the Lothian Joint Health Protection Plan to cover the period 2014-16, it having been prepared by the NHS Lothian Health Board in conjunction with the four councils, that's City of Edinburgh, East, Mid and West Lothian councils. It's a statutory document produced on a regular basis, and part of the statutory guidance requires that these plans go before the relevant council committee or body for approval in normal course, which is the purpose of this report. Aims of the plan are set out in part 2.3 of the report and are fairly straightforward. Recommendations, therefore, Chair, are to approve this plan and to authorise sign-off by the Chief Executive.
I move that we accept these recommendations, and I recognise that it's a really important plan. It is our third one that's been completed, and we did agree the last two in previous years. It's drawn up in accordance with statutory guidance and is important for the plan in regard to the protection of public health for our folk. And I note when it is published, the NHS Lothian website will have it on there, and there'll be a link to Midlothian Council's website for everyone to read. Thank you.
Excellent. Members happy to agree report on that basis? That concludes the public items for this meeting. Could I also ask for a colleague to take the chair, as I need to declare an interest in the two private items? Thanks.